Sequoia Max Health, this is Sarah, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Well, hello, Miss Sarah. This is Darren Tim.
Hello, Mr. Darren. How are you
And
doing?
I'd be doing better if I could get this packet issue resolved, but apparently I need to contact you guys so that you guys can contact UPS so that they can open up a claim.
Let me locate your account, sir. You said the last name was Tim?
IMM, yes.
Okay, and then what's that zip code?
53590.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Tim, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
It is 13th O'Keefe Avenue, apartment 305, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, 53590.
All right, thank you so much for that, sir. Let me just are you calling to track down the cryo-freeze? Is that what the one you're calling about?
Yeah, the first shipment, the ship date of 5/18/2020.
Oh, that was, I see one for 5/14 and one for 5/26.
Okay, well, the 5/14 one.
Oh, okay. Let me go back to that really quick.
Because that one was shipped. I received it on the 26th. But there was no cryo freeze in the package. I got your shipping information, but somebody sliced the bottom of the package and the contents were missing. And I've been going round and round with my post office here. And they told me I needed to contact UPS, and UPS is telling me I need to contact you guys so that you can contact UPS to open up a claim on this.
All right, let me just pull it up. I'm just trying to get it to load.
No problem.
Thank you for being patient, sir. I apologize about that. It actually looks like my system's down right now. I'm trying to get it pulled back up so I can view that order for you.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
All right, and you really just wanted the tracking on that, sir? Or just to really tracking? We're just really trying to see where that's at.
Well, I have the envelope that you guys sent it in, but like I said, that the contents are missing other than your shipping form. So, I contacted my postal carrier. Mm-hmm. They don't have anything there. I contacted UPS to try to make a claim. In order for them to make for them to receive a claim, it has to come from the sender, they told me. So I had to contact you so that you can contact UPS to start a claim.
Right, understand.
Which doesn't make any sense to me, but
Thank you so much, sir, for being patient. I do apologize about this. I haven't had trouble all day, and so no. The computer's ready to get off work already.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
I know. Yes, sir. I'm going to send you over to someone so that they can, so that they'll be able to better assist you and get your account pulled right up, okay? I'm going to send the account right over so they'll already have it pulled up whenever you call in. Okay, I'm sorry about that, sir. I'm going to actually get my system loaded up. Alright, sir. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over, sir, so that, they'll be able to better assist you with pulling up that account, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry about that again. Thank you for giving us a call at the Mike's house. You have a great day.